Hello and welcome to our podcast Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we dive into Operation Dragoon, the Allied landings in Provence in August 1944. This campaign was key to liberating southern France from Nazi control. We'll explore the strategic efforts, the French resistance's role, and the liberation of key ports like Toulon and Marseille. We discover this turning point in World War II history. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
1943. By means of international talks, the Allies carried out their plan during 1943. The objective was to deliver a crushing blow to Nazi Germany. The Allies chose to launch two landings in France in spite of Churchill's objections, one in the north and one in the south. The German occupiers have been expecting a landing in the Mediterranean regions since November 1943. Bunkers and anti-tank walls were built along the coast. On the Var coast alone, approximately 600,000 mines were planted by the invader. The coordination of resistance in Provence leads to an increase in sabotage and intelligence operations. Aerial reconnaissance flights are conducted throughout the Rhone Valley and in the Mediterranean coast, from Ventimiglia to Perpignan, from Corsica and Italy, where the Allies are currently stationed. On July 31, 1944, the novelist Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, who was scheduled to go on one of these flights, went missing in flight. It is likely that he was shot down by a German fighter aircraft near Marseille. June 1944. General Alexander Patch of the 7th American Army was given command of the landing in Provence, Operation Dragoon, while General Eisenhower was organizing Operation Overlord in Normandy. France was linked to the Mediterranean landings because of General de Gaulle. General de Latte de Tassigny, trained French army, will engage in combat on French soil for the first time since the defeat in 1940. The army was trained in North Africa. August 1944. Allied bombers targeted the German positions between Nice and Marseille in the weeks before the landings. The Allied soldiers were organized in the beginning of August in ports throughout the Mediterranean, as far apart as Oran, Naples, or Taranto. The Navy headed for the south of France. August 14, 1944. At around 7:15 p.m., Nancy has a stiff neck. Gabby is going to lie down in the grass, and the hunter is hungry, are some of the statements that reverberate throughout the BBC broadcast. The beginning of activities was heralded by these cryptic messages. By attacking the critical sites of the German soldiers on the shore and in the area of Le Muy, Allied paratroopers and commandos cleared the way on the night of August 14th. August 15th, 1944. This is D-Day. At 8 a.m., three American divisions, supported by a French unit, formed the first assault wave for Operation Dragoon between Saint Raphael and Cavalier. August 16, 1944. Night was the French army's time to land in Provence under the command of General Jean de Lattre de Tassigny. The men of this reconstructed national army numbered around 250,000. End of August. Soldiers from the French army are entrusted with freeing the ports of Toulon and Marseille as American forces advance along the Rhone Valley. There is a new hope. The objective of the French army was to move up the Rhone once Toulon and Marseille were liberated. On September 12, 1944, a meeting point between the overlord operations in Normandy and the Dragoon vanguard occurred in Burgundy.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!